No longer a political debating point, so-called Obamacare is now a reality and is getting underway. Perhaps to put the ugly political debate behind, it's being rolled out like the law whose name shall not be spoken. If you've been watching television in the last couple weeks, you've probably seen this.
At Connect for Health Colorado, you can shop, compare, pick, and purchase the health plan that's right for you. So what actually happens when dozens of plans compete for your business? You win.
The ad is for Connect for Health Colorado, the state's healthcare exchange as required by the Affordable Care Act. State healthcare officials call it a marketplace for healthcare.
It's primarily going to be online, and people are going to be able to go on there starting October 1st and search and research for insurance and figure out what fits their needs, their health needs, their financial needs, and their family's needs.
Vince Plymel is a spokesman for the Colorado Division of Insurance. The idea behind the Affordable Care Act is that it will provide health care to everyone. By bringing younger and healthier people into the pool of insured, it is also hoped that health care costs will be reduced for everyone. A key component of the act is the health care exchange. The federal government will create them for states that have decided to opt out. Colorado, though, was quick to create Connect for Health, and it is among the first in the country. The TV ads are the first part of a marketing campaign that will be stepped up considerably in coming weeks. Myung Kim is director of outreach for the exchange.
We are building a new health insurance marketplace for Coloradans, and we understand from research that there is very little awareness of this new option and this new service.
In fact, despite all the news coverage Obamacare received, the research shows just 1 in 10 Colorado residents knows what a health care exchange is, let alone what Connect for Health will offer. More than 800,000 Colorado residents are currently uninsured. Estimates are that half of them would be eligible for the tax breaks that put the affordable in Affordable Care Act. Based on a person's income, the government will give tax credits to help pay insurance premiums if the insurance is purchased from a health care exchange like Colorado's Connect for Health.
The exchange is the only place where people can get access to the federal tax credits or subsidies that they can use to help them afford insurance.
The federal tax credits cover individuals making as much as $50,000 to as little as $15,000 a year. Less than that, those people would be covered under an expansion of Medicare and not the exchange. Connect for Health Colorado is not designed as an insurance source for the poor, says Dee Dee Day Pearson. She's the executive director of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative.
I think there's the perception that this is really only for very low-income people, but in fact, there will be at least some subsidy available to very middle-income people.
Organizers say the exchange will help if, say, you have 2 or possibly 3 jobs but can't afford the health insurance policy that your employer offers. It's also designed for people who want to retire before age 65 or entrepreneurs who want to quit their job to be self-employed. Connect for Health will feature about 20 different insurance companies, each offering plans at various costs and coverage levels. A bronze plan, for example, will cost less but pay only 60% of an operation or treatment. At the other end, a platinum plan will cost more but pay 90%. Under the law, no one can be turned down for coverage because of pre-existing health problems, and all insurers must offer the same set of services. Again, Vince Plymel with the Division of Insurance.
Hospitalization, emergency services, maternity and newborn care, laboratory services, preventative wellness and disease management services are probably the top ones.
In addition to plans for families and individuals, the health exchange will also offer a similar range of plans for businesses with fewer than 50 employees. The small business offerings also come with tax credits for the employer. Connect for Health Colorado has just begun to market itself. The exchange will be open for business on October 1st. Everyone is required by the new law to have health insurance coverage by January 1st. There will be penalties for not buying a policy. In the first year, the penalty is 1% of a person's income. That will increase over time. The Internal Revenue Service will enforce the penalties. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams.
Making their health insurance more affordable. Connect for Health Colorado. Because when health insurance companies compete, there's only one winner. You.